You know, the only real motive of the News of the World is money. It has no interest, as I said before, as far as any normal intelligent person can see, in journalism. It's only in what can we sell and hang the expense in terms of you know, any morality. There is no morality. It's just about money.
No, there's been some fantastic journalists working for the News of the World and some excellent bits of quality journalism that...
You have to send them to me because I don't think I've ever seen those.
But it often starts the week with what people are talking about on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what they've read in the News of the World, and it's not always just sensationalist tittle-tattle.
Yeah, it is.
Quite often it is celebrity-led, but, I mean... You guys, half the time, you're desperate to get into the newspapers and the magazines.
Well, that's the myth you like to cling to, to justify what you do. But the vast majority of the people who you splash across that paper, or you used to splash across that paper, actually don't want to be in the tabloids at all, and have no interest in being in them. I've never spoken to a British tabloid paper. There's occasionally been an article, but it's been bought in from another source, and that applies to a lot of actors I know and a lot of people who. About their normal business. There may be a few, you know, people who slightly let the side down, the Jordans of this world, who do quite like a bit of publicity. But the vast majority of people don't need... I mean, it's such insane conceit and arrogance on the part of tabloid journalists to think we need them. We don't. We don't need those papers. My films survive or fail entirely on whether they're good or bad. What the News of the World says is utterly irrelevant.
And when you're walking down the red carpet hoping to get photographed, hoping to get the...
Yeah, but let me tell you, that's a tiny, tiny part of what makes a film successful. 98% of it is the film any good or not? Then about 1.5% is the advertising any good? And right at the end, you'll be asked by the studio, oh, would you mind turning up to the premiere? And you go down, and frankly, it doesn't make any difference. If the film's crap, people will not go and see it. You can have a billion pictures taken of you. It really doesn't matter.
Paul McMullen, let me ask you, former deputy features editor at the News of the World, you worked there between 1994 and 2001. This business, the allegation is that voicemail left on Millie Dowler's phone, some voicemails, were deleted because the mailbox was full.
Yeah.
Were you ever aware of that going on?
Well, like I say, some of the PIs that... were paid on a freelance basis by the News of the World were just not very good at their jobs, and I wasn't actually doing I went on to be investigations editor at the Sunday Express and did the Millie Dowler investigation in a completely different way, and clearly never used phone hacking at all in that context, but I mean I could see how it would happen. But one of the issues is not just the way freelance journalists are paid, and indeed people who sell stories to journalists, the better the story, the more money you get. You know, a story about sort of a man from Essex with a pigeon stuck in his chimney is not worth anything, but a front page splash on the News of the World can be worth an enormous amount of money. 20, 30, sometimes 100 or 200,000 pounds.
So as a result then, any line could be crossed in order to make that kind of money.
And there are people who will cross that line time and time again, and are still crossing it today in pursuit of that money. And they're not employed by the News of the World or any other newspaper. They're just people who want to make money and think they've found, you know, a secret, say, in Hugh Grant's closet, and all of a sudden, wow, they're straight on.
Well, hang on, all these private investigators were specifically hired by the News of the World. Glenn Mulcair was on their payroll, for God's sake.
Absolutely, but there's two ways...
It's a very fine difference. I mean, he was a freelancer whose basically his main work was for the News of the World, so to say that News of the World journalists weren't involved is just bollocks. Plus, you've told me that you yourself, you were a very keen hacker. You loved a bit of hacking.
There are two ways of employing someone. You can either employ them on a sort of shift basis, like, you know, 150 quid a day or whatever it is, to do something, or to do a specific job. But I think in this particular instance, you'd have had a lot of crime reporters all over the, all over the story, trying to find, actually quite often acting in the interests of the police, all trying to find new leads and turning up new leads. I've got to say, I myself, I remember looking at an investigation into a rapist who moved around South London, and worked out that all the rapes were quite near train junctions that I'd used myself. And in identifying him, we called him the railway rapist. It actually helped the police move on to identify the killer, which we then thought was the railway rapist, Millie Dowler's killer. Actually, it turned out not to be. But nonetheless, that was a bit of investigation I did myself, just by a bit of hard legwork, by getting on the train to follow the route.
Yeah, but don't pretend your motive was, pursuit of justice, Paul. Your motive was entirely cash.
No, I was staff. I was paid to do a job. It didn't matter if I got a story in the paper.
Well, okay, but it was cash for the paper.
Okay, let me ask you, Paul, if these latest allegations are proved to be true, i.e. the hacking into Millie Dowler's phone and the deleting of the voicemails, should the woman who was then the editor, Rebecca Wade, back in 2002, be made to resign from her current job?
I can see how it might have happened. I can see a crime reporter on the paper ringing up all his sources, from policemen to cleaning ladies, saying, have you got anything on this one? Please give me something. And I can see Den Mulcair, possibly, thinking, OK, well, let's have a go, and going too far. I don't think he would have been ordered. I'm absolutely sure, knowing my former friends and colleagues who, I defend in, the pursuit of trying to write the truth, and, OK, sometimes stepping over the line, but, it is hard to catch, killers and con men out. Sometimes you do have to step over that line, which is why I think there needs to be a grey area.
So only if the editor knew.
I'm sure there was no interest in the justice of the thing when that was commissioned. I'm sure it was commissioned. I'm quite sure Glenn Mulcair was told specifically, hack Millie Dowler's phone.
How can you? I mean, you might be sure, Hugh Grant, but you don't have any evidence, do you?
Well, only because I've spoken to Paul when he's off the record, and that's the kind of thing he tells me.
Right.
He's a bit different when he's on live radio.
Okay. Can I ask you, Hugh Grant, we've spoken to a number of advertisers this morning. There are plenty more on our list to say they're not reconsidering their advertising schedule with the News of the World. One says, my clients don't want me to pursue any more advertising with the News of the World. Could they make a difference?
Yeah, massive difference. I mean, they have to all ask themselves if they want to go on being in business with these people. And I think that, people who buy... Let's stick to the News of the World for now, but I think you'll find that in the next couple of months, the fact that all the tabloids were at it will become clearer and clearer. Let's stick to the News of the World for now, and I think people should ask themselves on Sunday if they want to have it in their house.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
All right, thanks.
Thank you,
bye.
Hugh Grant
bye.
And Paul McMullen, former Deputy Features Editor at the News of the World. He worked at the paper between 1994 and 2001.